But first, before I chop off their heads, I feel like going for a little walk out on the road. And, officer, I know you feel so bad, but my doctor told me that for a stomach ache, it's sometimes good to get fresh air. Come for a little walk with me, and then we'll carry out the punishment on whoever did the robbery. Well, Kenolach, the officer got a little bit scared. He didn't know exactly what's going on, but he thought to go for a walk with the king out on the road maybe would be very nice. And he gets up from his bed, and he starts to walk very slowly because he's a big liar, and he's a big faker. And he's making it seem that he's so schwach and got a boo-boo. Actually, he felt very good. We know why, right? He's a faker man. And the king says, let's go down the road and over the field. And the officer says, well, king, I don't know if I can go that far. Yes, let's go that far. In fact, I'm going to invite a few other officers with me to go all the way on our walk. Which officers are you going to take with you, king? Well, I think I'm going to take the executioners. The executioners? Do you know what executioners are? They wear black pants, black shirts, a black mask, a black hat. They have a big axe, and they are the ones that chop off the heads of the bad guys. And sometimes there's a few of them. In case one gets tired chopping off heads, another one comes and chops off a few heads. And so the king says, I'm going to take my executioners for a walk too. Well, the officer was getting the creeps a little bit. The executioners? Yeah. Why? Well, before they chop off the heads of the guards, maybe they need a walk also, so they have plenty of koyach to chop off the head that it gets real good and chopped off. It shouldn't just be half chopped off. The whole thing should get chopped off. A clean job. And so the king and the officer of the royal treasures and the executioners are walking down the road. And the officer says, king, I think it's a long enough walk. I think maybe we should get back to the palace. And the king says, well, I feel like going over the bridge. Over the bridge? Yeah, over the bridge. Let's go over the bridge. They go over the bridge, down the road into the forest. But king, we're far away from the palace. This is already the forest. It's enough that we're going this far. I think I better get back. And the king says, well, officer, you look pretty good. I think you can walk a little bit further. There's a river in the forest. And next to that river is my favorite tree. Tree? Your favorite tree is next to the river? Yes, the king says. In that tree is where I used to play when I was a kid. It's an empty tree, and I used to hide in there and play hide-and-go-seek. For some reason, I feel like going back to that tree and going back and playing hide-and-go-seek in that tree and see what I find over there. And the officer is getting nervous. And the king says, officer, you seem very nervous. What's the problem? Let's play a game of hide-and-go-seek. And they go into the forest, and they go by the river, and over there is the tree. And the officer says, but king, the tree is not empty. It's full of leaves and branches and twigs. And I'm sure it's a big, big job to clear it out. So why don't we go back? I'm getting tired. And the king says to the officer of the treasures, well, why don't you go ahead and clear it out? And me and the executioners will watch and wait. And when you're done clearing out the tree, we'll start the game of hide and go seek. And of course, if the king says something, that means it's a royal command and you've got to do it. And the officer starts to clear out the tree. And the king says, wait a minute. It looks like a big bag in there. Oh, it seems we found something interesting. And the officer says, a bag? A bag? I don't see a bag. Yes, the king says, right there. Don't you see in front of your face a bag in the tree? A big bag. Bring it out here and let's have a look what's inside. And the officer got so scared. King, I don't see a bag. It's right in front of your nose. Now bring it out. And the officer brings out the bag. And the king opens the bag. And he says, this is my silver and gold and diamonds. What's it doing here? And the officer says, I don't know. And the king says, you're a liar. Because I saw you take it. What? How could you see me take it? In Yerushalayim, I saw you take it. How did you see me take it from Yerushalayim? I saw in the house of the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, who's got a birthday on my birthday, the Halakhic Tzaddik, who lives in Yerushalayim, from his little mirror on his wall. I could see all the way here, you hiding the money you stolen from the tree. You big liar and cheater and faker and baloney mice man. And so Kinalach, the king said, this is going to end the game of hide and go seek. You found the bag and my gold, and now it's my turn to find something. I'm going to find your head, and it's right here. And they took his head. And that was the end of the officer of the silver and gold. Because they took his head and they played the last game of ball. And that's it. They rolled into the tree. It's there in the empty place. And it's finished. And that's the end of the story for today. A long time ago, lived in Eretz Yisrael, a great tzaddik named Reb Shimon ben Shetach. And in his time, Kinalach, this story happened. They came one day to Reb Shimon ben Shetach, and they said that in a town called Ashkelon, in Eretz Yisrael, there are mountains, and over there there's a cave. And over there in that cave is living 80 witches. And those 80 witches are causing such trouble with their witches and their curses and all the things they do. And they live all together in the cave. And anybody that goes over there gets terrible things happening to them from the witches, because they put different kinds of witches and abacadabras and magic stuff on them and witchcraft. And nobody can get rid of them. And they have to get rid of the witches, because the Torah says, Mach Shefa Lo Yisachaye, you're not allowed to let a witch live. You have to kill witches. You have to get rid of them. And Shimon ben Shetach has to get rid of the witches, because he was the leader at that time of the Yidden. And he's got to figure out a way to get rid of the witches. And nobody else was able to do it. The dangerous, mean witches with all their curses, who live together 80 of them in a cave near Ashkelon. Well, how is Reb Shimon ben Shatach going to get rid of these 80 witches? This is what he did. He went to the yeshiva where the boys learned Torah, because he knows these boys are brave and these boys will listen to what he has to say. And he says to the boys, the next time it's a rainy day, this is what I want you to bring to yeshiva in the morning. Bring a raincoat, bring a pot, like a big jar with a lid that closes tight. These two things, the next time it's a very rainy day, bring to the yeshiva. Because we're going to do a special mitzvah on that day. The next day it's a very rainy day. And so the boys listened, of course, to Reb Shimon ben Shatach. And the next day, that it was raining a few days later, it was raining very hard, and each boy asked his mommy to give him his raincoat and a pot, a big pot with a lid on it. And this had to be big enough that you could squish your raincoat in and it should be inside of the pot. Of course, they didn't know exactly what it's for, but this is what Reb Shimon ben Shatach asked them, that the pot should be big enough that if they fold up the raincoat, it should be able to fit inside the pot and put the lid over it. And so the boys came to yeshiva that day with their coats and the pots. And all together in the yeshiva was exactly 80 bachrim, 80 boys. And Reb Shimon ben Shatach says to the boys, okay, close the Gemaras and close the Chumashim and close the Mishnayis, and we're going for a walk today up into the mountains, even though it's a rainy day. Okay, the boys said, our Rebbe says we should go for a walk. We're going for a walk, because they listened to the Rebbe with Kabbalah soil. And they started to put on their raincoats. And Reb Shimon ben Shatach said, don't put on your raincoats. Put your raincoats inside of the pots. Fold them up carefully and put the lid over the pot so your raincoat doesn't get wet. And each boy will carry his pot with the raincoat inside out into the rain. And you'll listen to what I have to tell you, because we're doing a special mitzvah today. And just do exactly what I tell you, and we'll do the mitzvah. And the 80 boys went out in the rain without a raincoat, and each boy had his raincoat inside of the pot. The pot had the lid on it, so the raincoat didn't get wet, and the boys were carrying the pot in the rain. And they go out into the rain, and they start to climb up into the mountains in the rain. Of course, the boys are wondering, where are we going and what are we doing? But all they knew is their Rebbe, Reb Shimon ben Shatach, was leading them, and whatever he says, they're going to do. And they felt like Nasa v'Nishma. First we're going to do. Later on we'll understand what's happening. If our Rebbe wanted us to understand, he would explain to us already. It must be he just wants us to follow his instructions, and probably later on, everything is going to make sense. And so they climbed way up into the mountains until they came to a cave, a big cave. And one of the boys says, wait a minute, isn't this the cave where the 80 witches live? And another boy says, yeah, I heard about those 80 witches. They live up in the mountains in a cave. I think that's where we are. Inside of this cave is 80 witches living. Nobody comes up here because they're too afraid. And all of a sudden, we came up here today in the rainstorm with our Rebbe. We're also afraid. But, Kenalach, the boys knew that if the Rebbe brought them up to the cave of the 80 witches, they don't have to be afraid. And the Rebbe says they're going to do a mitzvah, and they're with the Rebbe. So they didn't get afraid. They just said, we're going to do whatever our Rebbe says to do, and that's it, finished. And they came inside of the cave. Now, the cave was like this. Inside was like a big room, but that's not where the witches were. That was only the entrance to the cave. If you go further inside the cave, there's a big door that's locked. And that's the door that on the other side the witches live. In other words, you come into the cave, and first starts like a big room that's only like a hall. And they built a big door inside of the cave, and that door was locked. And only if you go through that door, you go into the witch's room. But outside of that door, you're still in the beginning of the cave, and the entrance to the cave is like a big open space. And the door was locked. Reb Shimon ben Shatach says to the boys, everybody has to hide behind the rocks, because there was a bunch of rocks at the entrance of the cave. You have to be inside of the cave, but you have to hide. And pretend that you're not here, and don't let anybody see you. Now, I'm going to go to the door over there, which is the witch's door. And I'm going to go inside by myself into the witch's room. And the boy said, Rebbe, it's going to be so dangerous. Those witches are so tricky and mean, and they do curses and witch stuff and magic. Who knows what they could do to you? Reb Shimon Shatach says, look, I'm doing a mitzvah for Hashem. Like we learned in the Rambam today, you have to get rid of a witch. And who helps you if you do a mitzvah for Hashem? Who's stronger? A witch or Lahavdil Hashem? Hashem. Reb Shimon ben Shatach knew that if a witch goes up against Hashem, Hashem is going to win the witch. There's no Shaila. There's no Shaila which one is going to win. Right? Only Hashem is going to win. And so, Kindalach, Reb Shimon ben Shatach wasn't afraid, but he tells the boys, I'm going to need your help for these witches. And this is what I want you to do. If you hear one whistle, everybody will take out his raincoat from the pot and put it on, and leave the pot on the floor. When you hear another whistle, every boy will run into the door of the cave. And you will go into the room, and you will not be afraid. And as soon as you come in, you will run each one to a different witch. When you hear the third whistle, each boy will pick up a witch on his shoulder as fast as he can, and make sure that the witch's feet are not touching the ground. Because a witch can only do magic and witch stuff when they're standing on the ground. If a witch is not standing on the ground, they can't do anything. They're not plugged in. It's like a toaster which is not plugged in. It can't do anything. Make sure the witch is not touching the ground with its feet. Make sure the feet are in the air and the witch can't do anything. And then you'll follow me. Now remember, one whistle, put on your raincoat. A second whistle, run into the cave and go stand next to a witch. The third whistle, pick up the witch on your shoulders and make sure that her feet is not touching the ground. And then I'm going to show you what else to do. And so Reb Shimon Shatach went by himself to the door of the cave, and the boys were hiding. And he knocks on the door. And he hears voices. Who's there behind the door? It was the witches. And Reb Shimon Shetach says, it's me. Open the door.
Who are you? And what are you doing here?
He says, I'm the king of all witches. And I tell you to let me in because I'm the king of all witches of the world. And he hears voices inside.
We never heard of you. Who are you, the king of the witches? We're the best witches in the world, and we never heard of you.
And he says, I came to show you who I am, and I'm going to be the king of you also, because I'm the king of all witches in the world. What I can do with my little finger, you can't do with both your hands. Open the door, and I'll show you my tricks. And the witches inside were talking.
Who's that? I don't know. Let's let him in. Let's see what he can do.
And they open the door. And Shimon ben Shetach goes in. And he's making himself to be like a witch.
Here's the 80 witches. I heard about you. I heard that you could do good tricks.
I bet you your tricks can't do as good as my tricks. In fact, I bet you can't do anything compared to what I could do. Let's see what you could do. And the witches says, we'll show you what we could do. And one of the witches started saying magic words. Abracadabracadoo. And different things started falling out of the air. Different kinds of foods and different kinds of bottles and different kinds of things. And she was making things fly around the room. And other witches started making animals come out of sticks and making snakes coming out of little things and all kinds of magic tricks. And each witch was showing off what magic she could do. And every time they did a magic trick, Reb Shimon Shetach laughed. That's nothing. That's baloney. It's nothing. This is boring. You can't do any good tricks at all. This is baby tricks. And the witches got angry. What kind of tricks could do then? Huh? Let's see if you could do better tricks than us. Reb Shimon says, I could do a trick that you could never do with all 80 witches together. He says, what kind of a day is outside? You know, witches?
It's raining. We know it's raining.
Okay, it's raining very hard. What I'm going to do is this. From out of the rain, I'm going to bring 80 boys. And those boys are going to be dry without one drop of rain. And I'm going to bring them into the cave. And you're going to see there's not one drop of rain from any boy. I'm going to make them fly through the air. They're going to come from all around into the cave. And not one boy will have a drop of rain on him, even though he had to fly through the air to get into the cave. And the witches started to laugh.
It's impossible. You couldn't make 80 boys fly through the air in a rainstorm without getting one drop.
And Reb Shimon Shetach says, yes, I can. And here I'm going to do it. So they said, where's your magic stick? He says, I don't need those baby things, magic sticks. I'm going to do it with a whistle with my fingers. And he made a whistle. He makes a whistle. And the boys outside heard the whistle, and each one took out his raincoat, and he put it on. Now remember, it was inside of a pot, so it didn't have one drop of rain on it. And when they put on their raincoats, they were all dry. And now the witches say, we don't see any boys. And he says, of course not. I have to make two whistles. And he makes another whistle. all of a sudden, outside, the witches heard a whole bunch of people. And one of the witches opened the door, and the 80 boys came running in. And each boy stood next to a witch, and the witches said, "Look, the boys are dry. There's no rain on them. There's not even one drop. Hey, how did he do that trick?" And now Reb Shimon Shattuck says, "The trick is not over." And he makes a third whistle. And each boy jumped and he catched the witch and he pulls the witch off the ground. And each boy is holding a witch on his shoulder and the witches start to scream, "Hey, this is too much already. Let us down. We don't like this trick. Let us down. We don't want to be up in the air because we can't touch the ground. We can't do no magic." And Reb Shimon Shattuck says, "That's right, because this is a big trick and the trick is on you. And we're still going to do more tricks with you." And he whistles again. And he says to the boys, "Follow me." And the boys follow him. And each one is carrying a witch, and the witches are they're screaming, and they're kicking, and they're trying to dig their nails into the boys and scratch them, but the boys are very strong, and they're holding the witches. And they go out of the cave, and they climb down the mountains to a special place over there where Reb Shimon had workers build 80 big pieces of wood. Each piece of wood had a rope on it with a big circle, and over there he built it to hang the 80 witches. There was 80 big sticks, like a big tree, and on the end of each one was a rope to hang the witches. And the boys, each one put a witch's head inside of a rope, and they hanged the 80 witches in the 80 ropes, and that was the end of the 80 witches and the end of the trick. And that's the way that Reb Shimon Shattuck got rid of the 80 witches from Ashkelon.